1.7.
Good afternoon. This is Uncommon Knowledge, the programme that looks at everyday things from unusual angles. Today, we're talking to the creative director of a company that names companies and products. Welcome, John.
Hello, Sarah.
Now, tell us, how do companies choose their names? Are they usually named after the people who start them?
Well, sometimes. Many companies are named after their founders. For example, the Swedish furniture company, IKEA. The first two letters in IKEA, the I and the K, are the initials of Ingvar Kamprad, the company's founder.
And what about the last two letters, the E and the A? What do they stand for?
The E is for Elmtarid, which is the name of the farm where Ingvar Kamprad grew up.
And the A?
The A is for the name of a village near his hometown called Agunnarid. I'm not quite sure exactly why this village was important to him, but obviously it was.
I always assumed that IKEA was a Swedish word with some sort of special meaning.
Ah, I'm afraid not. But many other companies choose names which have specific meanings. For example, Samsung, the big Korean electronics company.
What does Samsung mean?
In Korean, Samsung means three stars. The name was chosen back in the year 1938. And at that time, three stars was the most impressive rating that people could imagine for hotels and things like that.
So if they'd started the company today, they would probably have called it five stars, whatever that is in Korean.
Absolutely. In any case, the company was very different in its early days. For instance, in the beginning, in 1938, Samsung wasn't an electronics company. It was a company which sold fish, vegetables and fruit to China. It didn't start selling electronics until the 1970s.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
And another brand name with a special meaning is Nike, the American company which is famous for its trainers and sports clothes.
I think I know this one. Nike is the Greek goddess of victory, is that right?
Yes, that's right. What's interesting is that Nike wasn't the company's original name. When it started in 1964, its original name was Blue Ribbon Sports. They changed their name to Nike a few years later, in 1971.
Very interesting.
Yes. And another company with an interesting name is Sony, the Japanese electronics company. Sony is a combination of sonus, the Latin word for sound, and sunny, an American slang term that means boy.
Sound plus boy.
That's right. They chose it because it has an interesting meaning and it's easy for people all over the world to pronounce. Obviously, that's an important thing for a business name.
One more question. This time about the American internet company, Google. The name has something to do with numbers, I think.
That's right. Google is a word for a very large number. A one followed by 100 zeros.
Really? That's quite hard to visualise.
The name shows that there is a huge amount of information online, and you can find it all by Googling it.
Yes, it's a really good name for a search engine.
Yes, indeed. Now, of course, the spelling is different. Google, the company, is G-O-O-G-L-E, but the number is spelled G-O-O-G-O-L. But that's where the name comes from.
Fascinating. Thanks very much for speaking with us this afternoon.
You're very welcome.